Okay, Yemen is another trouble spot, home to al-Qaeda militants and an Arab Spring uprising. Not exactly the kind of place you would think of for salmon fishing, but Salmon Fishing in Yemen is the name of a new movie that opens today, and we have a review from Kenneth Turan.
Salmon fishing in the Yemen is a pleasant fantasy whose few attempts at seriousness are best forgotten. When Emily Blunt and Ewan McGregor are your stars, that's easy to do. Another key to the film's allure is Kristin Scott Thomas's terrific comic turn as a sarcastic British press officer who bites off dialogue like it was so much world-class toffee.
Maxwell, better be good.
There's been a bombing in the Middle East.
What?
My God, I didn't think we could make the war in Afghanistan any less popular, but hey, even I can be wrong. We need a good news story from the Middle East, a big one, and we need it now. You got an hour. Get on with it.
Enter salmon fishing in the Yemen.
It's the best you puffed-up, Oxbridge-educated, moronic buffoons can come up with.
That counterintuitive notion was first floated, so to speak, by the bright and energetic Harriet, played by Blunt, an investment consultant for a wealthy client who has a passion for bringing salmon fishing to his native land. Harriet starts by trying to interest Alfred, played by McGregor, one of the British government's top fisheries experts.
As a fisheries specialist, this is plainly ridiculous. There's just no way that salmon can survive in those sort of environments.
This crotchety and deadly serious man couldn't be less interested and treats her request like the ravings of a lunatic. Fish require water, he says carefully. You are familiar with that concept? But despite initially thinking the other person is ridiculous, the fisheries expert and the investment counselor are not as mismatched as they might imagine, and soon are even flirting over fishing lures.
This one is called the Chetwood Talbot Beauty.
That's very nice.
It's true.
You're not being funny.
No, I don't have a sense of humor, as you recall.
Salmon fishing does work awfully hard to keep these two apart, but it's difficult not to harbor a sneaking suspicion that things just might play out otherwise. After all, it's that kind of film.
Kenneth Turan reviews That Kind of Film and other films for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times.